Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And I just want to leave the committee knowing that if this type of arrangement, the MOU, continues into future years, we'll be back before this committee with not only the audit of the expenses and the receivables from the previous year, but the renegotiated rates that would stem from that. Thanks.
You got a question?
Chair, question for Corp Counsel. Would it be a policy decision if we set the parameters under which such contracts, the parameters under which staff time should be calculated and or billed and contracted, departments are going to enter into them in such a manner so that the full freight would be the requirement and not just a straight time hour, the hourly wage calculation, which seems to be somewhere around half of the actual cost.
My problem, Mr. Chairman, in answering the question is because we're dealing with the sheriff's office as opposed to the quote administration. You know, I think you could set policy for all kinds of private contracts within some limits. It depends on how far down the slope you go. But it's also complicated here by the sheriff's pre-constitutional authority and how much, you know, I guess I come back to your earlier question, you know, if you set a limit on how he negotiates a contract, it doesn't affect how he deploys his services, his staff. So maybe, I really don't know that I can answer that off the top of my head.
Thanks.
Mr. Fudd?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It's sort of related to some conversations that we've been having in a intergovernmental work group through the ICC, and one of the issues we have is if, say, DOT has some workers who are available to help out a municipality on something like road striping or something like that, if we require DOT to charge them a full rate, that rate may not be competitive with a private vendor or another municipality. On the other hand, if we charge them the hourly rate, it's possible that they could do the work for that municipality and realize some revenue that they otherwise would not have gotten. So that's kind of one of the complications to setting a policy like that is, you know, you're still going to have the people on staff who are still going to be costing the county money. If you can do a job for a municipality and gain a little revenue, maybe not at the fully loaded rate, you may want to just take that into account. So we can discuss that further, but I just wanted to throw that out there.
Okay. Next item.
Item number 9, from the Director, Department of Transportation, requesting authorization to accept congestion mitigation and air quality grant funds for Wisconsin Department of Transportation approved projects covering the 2015 through 2018 state fiscal year grant award period. This item was also referred to the Committee on Transportation, Public Works, and Transit on May 7th. That committee recommended adoption by a vote of 7-0.
We have a motion.
So moved.
Move a motion to adopt.
Move to adopt.
Grant. You need to add anything more to that? Okay. Take
Thank
the roll.
You.
Supervisors Haas.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Romo West.
Aye.
Jurczyk.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Bowen.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
8 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to recommend item number 9 for adoption prevails.
Item 10.